Howdy, howdy, howdy. What's up, composer? How are you doing today? Tyson Kazare here with the Video Game Composer Podcast, sharing tips, strategies, and stories to help you on your road to becoming a full-time video game music composer. Today, I want to share with you three quick tips to help you become a better networker. Let's jump right into it. The first tip I got from the book, The Charisma Myth. Amazing book. If you haven't read it or listened to it yet, I highly, highly recommend it. I would very much encourage you to do so. I was listening to this book on my way to my very first networking event back when I first started pursuing being a game composer. It also happened to be the event where I got my first paid gig, which was super awesome. Anyway, I was really nervous. I almost didn't go. I thought, oh man, what's the point in going? But I just said, nope, I gotta do it. I drove it was an hour and a half away, and I said, oh, it's too far, I'll find one closer. But I did it. I went to the event, and I sat in the car, and I was super nervous. And what this book said to do is go into the networking event with the mindset that the outcome is already determined. You've made the connections that you're going to make. Whatever happens after this networking event, that outcome is already determined. You don't have to worry about any of that. You can just show up and have a good time. And that was really helpful. So I went into the networking event and I just tried to have a good time. If you go into a networking event thinking, oh, I've got to meet the right person so they can get me a gig, or oh, I really want to meet this person so that they can know I'm a composer so they can hire me, and that all this stuff hinges on what I do and say in this one event, not a good mindset. Not a good mindset. You're going to come off as desperate. It's not going to go well. It's probably not going to go well. But if you just come in with the mindset that the outcome has already been determined and you're just there to have fun and enjoy meeting people, you're going to come off so much better to other people. And the chances of really meaningful connections being built and relationships being made and all that is going to go way, way up. So that's tip number one. Go into your networking events with the mindset that the outcome is already determined and you're just there to have fun. Tip number two is to focus on the person you're talking to. I've been guilty of this where I've been talking to someone and I've thought, I really want to meet this person. Oh, this person's more important. This person is a veteran in the game industry. And so as this person's talking to me, I'm looking around for the next person that I'm going to talk to and connect with. The more important person is what I'm communicating. So what they're seeing as they're talking to me is they're seeing me look all around and they're thinking, this person isn't even interested in what I'm saying. They're just looking for someone better to talk to. This happened to me even recently, and it was really embarrassing. A kid came up to me, and he said, I'm 18 years old. I'm super pumped to get started in the industry. I'm just trying to come out to things, and I'm trying to meet people. And I really wanted to speak with the speaker, and I hadn't been able to speak with the speaker at this event yet. And I saw that they were leaving. So I was kind of watching them leave and thinking, oh man, I really want to catch this person before they go. And this kid, this 18-year-old kid, he's real bright and really sharp and really classy. And he's like, hey, listen, I don't want to keep you. It was great talking to you. And he just kind of cut off what he was saying and excused himself from the conversation. And so he was super aware of my really poor body language. And in a classy way, he just kind of like bowed out. And I felt terrible. I was like, oh, dang it. What am I going to do when I meet the speaker? They're not going to say, oh, you're Tyson. I've heard so much about you. Let me hire you to score my game. Of course not. It's much more important to be present with the person that you're talking to. Show them that you care about what they're saying. I felt super bad. And I was like, man, at the next networking event, I'm going to talk to him. I'm going to be totally focused. I haven't seen him at anything since. I still hope I do, though. So that was a really bad faux pas that I did. So don't do that. Be really present with every single person you talk to. You have no way of judging if someone is more important than another just because they're at different levels in their career. An opportunity could come from anywhere, or a great friendship could come from anywhere. You never know how things are going to play out in the future, so just enjoy the person that you are talking with in the moment. Don't look around for the next person you're going to talk to. Very tacky. Number three is find new people to talk to. Obviously not while you're talking to someone. But you go to a networking event, you make a few friends, or some acquaintances, you make some connections. The next time you go to a networking event, don't just get in your comfort zone and talk to those same people the whole time. Say hi to them, say you're excited to catch up with them later, and then go around the room and meet the people you haven't met yet. And so every time you go to a new networking event, the more you go, the more you'll see people that you know. So say hi to them, say, hey, I'm excited to talk with you later, but spend your prime time and most of your energy when you're fresh, when you're just there, meeting new people. And then later in the event, after you've been meeting a lot of new people and you're ready to relax more, then you can go talk to people that you've already met before and you are kind of sustaining the friendship. But when you're fresh and you first get there, don't fall into the trap of just talking with people you already know. Go meet new people. So the three tips again are: go into a networking event as if the outcome is already determined and you're just there to relax and have fun. Number two, be present. Be extremely present with the people that you are currently talking to and listening to. Don't look around for who you're going to talk to next. Don't do it. Number three is find new people to talk to. At each subsequent networking event, spend the prime time at the beginning and the middle meeting new people. And then at the very end, when you're ready to relax and maybe let your guard down a little bit, then you can talk with people you already know. But spend most of your time, and especially your prime time, meeting new people. I hope these tips are helpful. They work really, really well. As always, go out and make it happen.